Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell me something good, D. Hill. It is Monday, April 14th, day 35 of our 40-day journey to compassion. We made it to the last week, this holy week of the Lenten season. Today's scripture comes from the book of Mark, Mark 1, verses 40 through 42. Again, we are in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 40 through 42. The New Living Translation reads, "A man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. 'If you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean,' he said. Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out and touched him. 'I am willing,' he said. 'Be healed.' Instantly, the leprosy disappeared, and the man was healed." Amen. The commentary of my study Bible states, in keeping with the law of Leviticus 13 and 14, Jewish leaders declared people with leprosy unclean. This means that lepers were unfit to participate in any religious or social activity. Because the law said that contact with any unclean person made a person unclean too. Some people even threw rocks at lepers to keep them at a safe distance. Even the mention of the name of this disabling disease terrified people. How astounding it was then when Jesus reached out and touched this man who had leprosy. Let us pray. Most loving, compassionate, and all-wise God, we thank you. Thank you for this day, O Lord, this Monday morning, this fresh start, O Lord, this holy week, O God. Thank you. Thank you for showing us compassion, Lord, your loving kindness that you give to us. We love and adore you, O Lord. How wonderful you are. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for seeing our needs and supplying them, O Lord. Thank you for loving us enough to not be afraid. Thank you for the compassion you show us to look past all of our disfiguring characteristics and traits that would make us repulsive on the outside. Thank you for your love that's strong enough to heal all our illnesses, correct all of our faults, oh God. How wonderful you are. You are that great, Lord God. There is none like you. Help us to be more like you. Teach us how to love, O Lord. Teach us to follow your examples, to be more compassionate towards ourselves and each other. We pray these prayers, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we say amen, Lord God. Amen. This morning, from our prayer list, we are asking for prayers of comfort, Lord God, and condolences to the Escobar family and Johnson family. These are the passengers who perished in the helicopter accident that happened last Thursday, Lord God. We pray for the families, Lord God. We pray that they receive answers to their questions that can explain what happened in this tragedy, oh Lord. This family that was on vacation, Lord God, and perished in this tragic accident. We pray for comfort to the family, the coworkers, the schoolmates of the children, Lord God. We pray for the pilot and his family, Lord God, that's also from another state, Lord God. We just pray. We pray for that people have compassion and on the loved ones, Lord God, during this time, Lord God. We pray and we lift up all bereaved families this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you give them some form of peace and comfort during this time, Lord God. Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, our healer, we're asking for healing prayers for a number of people on our prayer list this morning, Lord God. We're lifting up Daniel this morning. Our sister Teresa with the H put in prayers for Daniel, who's dealing with serious health issues, Lord God. You know all about Daniel, Lord God. You know what his body needs, Lord God. We know that you can do all things, Lord God. So we lift up Daniel to you this morning, Lord God, in his healing, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We're also lifting up Tracy M. Dealings, who's also dealing with serious health issues, Lord God. Again, you know what these people need, Lord God. We know and we trust that you will provide, Lord God. We trust that you will provide, Lord God. You will heal, Lord God. You will touch their body just as you touch the lepers, Lord God. We know that you are not afraid, Lord God. We ask that you show compassion, Lord God, compassion on them, Lord God. You know all about them. We're lifting up Beanie this morning, who's having surgery this week, Lord God. We ask that you touch her, Lord God, prepare her, Lord God, for what's to come, Lord God. Prepare her body to go through the surgery, Lord God, and come out in a better space, Lord God. We're also lifting up our sister Phoenicia Sally Johnson, Tia's sister-in-law, who's having surgery this morning, Lord God. Today, Lord God, we pray for her, and we pray for the doctors and the nurses and the anesthesiologists and all of those around her, Lord God. We pray that her fears are settled, Lord God, that you give her a peace to know that you are in control. However busy it gets all around her, Lord God, we pray that she looks to you, Lord God. We pray that she puts all of her trust into you, Lord God. And we thank you in advance for a speedy recovery for her, Lord God. We pray all will be well in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In Deuteronomy 31:6, your word says, so be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will never fail nor abandon you. So we thank you. We thank you that it says it in your word, Lord God, that you will go before them, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we trust you totally, Lord God. Again, we're lifting up Dana Stewart. This is Tia's uncle who was going through some tests, Lord God. We pray that he makes it through these tests, Lord God, that they find the source of his discomfort, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the technology and medicine, Lord God, that can test these things and to find out what's going on inside the body that you made, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for all the functioning parts, Lord God, and we thank you that we're able to detect when something is off, Lord God. So we know this all comes from you, Lord God. So we give you thanks in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We have a prayer request, praise report also from Tia for her husband, Greg Sally, Lord God, who's recovering well from his surgery. And Tia would like to thank everyone who prayed for her husband, especially the Beloved Ministries, Lord God. We are grateful. We're excited that Greg made it through his surgery successfully, Lord God, and he's healing well, Lord God. We pray and we're excited that God has answered prayers, and we ask that Greg continues on his road to recovery and he makes a speedy recovery, Lord God. We pray for Tia, who's taking care of him, Lord God. We pray her strength, Lord God, as she goes through this process with him, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you. I also have a praise report that the results of my test came out in favorable, Lord God. And I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, for your favor, Lord God. I know it is nobody but you, Lord God. And to God be the glory, Lord God. So I thank you this morning. We're also lifting up Teresa Black's niece, Deja. We're praying for her emotional and her physical strength. You know what Deja needs, Lord God. You know all about her, Lord God. We believe you, God. We believe and we trust you. We trust that you can do all things, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for what you're going to do in Deja's life, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray for her, Lord God. This morning, we're also lifting up Tia this morning, Ophelia Stewart Sally. You know what lays on her heart, oh God. So we ask that you lead her in your way, Lord God. We open up the way for spiritual healing for her, oh Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you're doing for Tia, Lord God. This morning, our sister Laura also asked us to lift up her daughter, Siobhan McLennan. This morning, Lord, we pray she grows. She grows in her relationship with Jesus, Lord God. We are excited. We are excited for the spiritual growth in Siobhan, oh Lord. So we pray that she gets excited about the Lord and your word, Lord God. We pray to be an encouragement to her, Lord God. We pray that her mother is an encouragement to her and the people around, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for all you're doing for Siobhan, Lord God. We thank you for the new things happening in her life, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, and we know that you would get the glory in all things, Lord God. Lord God, this morning, our sister Laura also asked us to pray for Pastor Don Darius Butler and the Concord Fellowship Church, Lord God. We are asked for continued prayers as the church grows in discipleship, Lord God. We pray for Pastor Don Darius Butler and his team as they stay on course with God leading the way, Lord God. We pray they have clear direction to lead the people who follow in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are lifting up our own, our founder, our leader, Rev D. We ask that you restore her, Lord God. Restore her strength today, Lord God. And we pray for her, Lord God. She poured out yesterday. Oh, my Lord. She had three services yesterday, Lord God. And she performed with excellence in all of them, Lord God. She preached three services, and we know she made you proud, Lord God. We ask that you touch her body, Lord God. Now pour into her, Lord God. Let her be renewed, Lord God. She needs to be renewed, Lord God, in her strength, Lord God. She loves you. She loves your word, and she loves teaching your people, Lord God. She loves bringing people closer to you. So we ask that you bless her, Lord God. Bless those who love her, oh Lord. We ask for covering over her, Lord God. Protect her property, Lord God. Protect her property, Lord God. And finally, we pray for this holy week, Lord God. We pray for all the services that are going on this week in your name, Lord God. We pray for services all year, Lord God, and we pray to you, and we love on you all year, Lord God. But this week, this holy week, is when it's magnified, Lord God. Christians all over the world are excited about this week, Lord God, as we lead to when you were crucified, buried, and you rose again, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this day 35 of our 40-day journey to compassion, Lord God. We are in the final stretch, and we thank you for all that you have done for us as we focus on compassion. We focus on compassion towards people, towards ourselves, our family, our coworkers, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. And we pray that we all go out, Lord God, and show a form of compassion to someone today, Lord God, for yourself, for your loved ones, for your family. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We ask all of these prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus. We pray and we say amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning on our prayer line. We ask that you continue to come back every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer our prayers. Continue to send your prayer requests to our email address, which is actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. You can also send your prayer requests on our website at belovedministries.com. You can, while you're there, just check out everything going on Beloved Ministries NY for all of our upcoming events. We have BBS coming up soon, and the registration is open, so you would want to register for BBS. It's going to be good, Lord God. So we thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will now release the line so that we all may greet one another.